And our last story on this edition of Top 5, Indian-controlled Kashmir has observed complete shutdown in protest at Indian forces' killing of a local civilian. The fresh act of violence has evoked widespread condemnation and anger across the region, with people demanding prosecution of the perpetrators. Prasi Said Ali Safi reports.
Anger is brewing across Indian-controlled Kashmir following the killing of a youth by Indian forces in North Kashmir's Sopore town. 22-year-old Irshad Ahmed Shah was killed after Indian forces opened fire to disperse a group of protesters. The incident happened when protesters attacked a convoy of government forces who were returning from Tarzu area after a 20-hour-long gunfight in which a top pro-independence fighter was killed. The protesters had gathered at the site, demanding body of the slain fighter. Three more civilians were wounded in the incident. The latest civilian killing has evoked widespread condemnation from across the political and ideological divide and has further escalated political tension in the disputed region.
Number of innocent killings have taken place in the past. Enquiries have been ordered in number of cases, but no action has been taken against anyone. Our youth are being unnecessarily harassed by security forces and consequently they are forced to take up arms.
Hundreds of people participated in the slain youth's funeral. To preempt anti-government protests, authorities imposed curfew in Sopore town. Heavy contingent of police and paramilitary forces were deployed on streets.
In Kashmir, the army, the paramilitary, and even the police force here, they have complete impunity and there's no accountability for the crimes they are committed. Unfortunately, it is likely to continue. Killing of the civilians here, because the government is not likely to punish them. There has to be a moral indictment. They should be named and shamed in the public.
Meanwhile, a complete shutdown was observed across the region in response to a strike call given by top pro-independence groups against the latest civilian killing. Shops, educational institutes, businesses were closed and transport was off the roads. Kashmir lies at the heart of more than 60 years of hostility between India and Pakistan. The conflict over Kashmir has claimed thousands of lives over the past two decades. Said Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.